Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley stud reppin' 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right. Very good. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM and sitting in with us, hopefully, every Wednesday from now until I die.
Stop. That would
Arsenio
be like a gig.
Arsenio Hall. Look at this,
look
man.
At
nice
you,
to
man.
See you, dude.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Who are you wearing? You're repping 818. I hear you repping 818.
Look at you.
Yes.
By the way, the look at you is so great because whenever anyone starts bragging about themselves, you hit them with one of those and it really brings them down.
Look at you with yeah, like, the hey. House with the circular driveway in the front. Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I just sold a script for $300,000. Look at you. Look at you.
It's kind of an all-around general response. I was in Vegas one time. This is an old school story. Young comic in Vegas. I meet Sammy Davis Jr. in a hallway outside an entertainer's room.
Right.
And we're about to go in after their show. And you know how sometimes the show ain't that good, so you don't know what to say?
Oh, yeah, right.
And so the show really sucked. So right. I said to Mr. Davis, I said, so what are we going to say, man? You know, and he says, you can always just look at him and say, that was something else. And I, you know what I mean? And it's like, you're right. Look
right,
at you.
Yeah,
that
right.
was something else.
Something else, man. All right. Arsenio Hall is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, 8 to 11 every night here on 97.1 Free FM. And I was talking to Arsenio during the 4 hours of show prep. He got here a little
after
4 o'clock.
Woo!
But anyway, we're talking about the crazy things that chicks do. And we had talked about, you know, there are some celebrity friends of yours that you've talked about. You don't want to mention on the air, I understand that. But also, there are some people who have gone public with crap like this. And Shaquille O'Neal is one of them.
As a matter of fact, I was in the studio while you were on vacation once.
Right.
Maybe 3 months ago, and Jim Hill came in and talked a lot about it. So all of it's on record. It's one of those things we can really talk about. I guess his wife has wronged him.
Is that right?
He's investigating it all, though.
Jesus Christ, man. She had it made.
Yes, she did.
She had a guy.
Hey, by the way, I thought about sleeping with Shaq. It's such an easy gig. She had it made, Timmy.
I mean, he seems like a happy-go-lucky guy. Mm-hmm. He seems like, you know, now he's like an honorary sheriff somewhere. He's like, you know, he's a law abiding. He's not one of these crazy guys who's carrying guns around with him and doing drugs and stuff. He's just, you know, he's
so
making.
If your dad wasn't happy about you marrying an NBA star, you can say, well, he's also in law enforcement, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, okay.
But she has a guy, Shaquille O'Neal, one of the most recognizable athletes on the planet, who's making millions of dollars. I would bet he makes close to $75 to $100 million a year.
Yeah, enough money so if he die and come back,
right.
He'll have some money.
Right, he can sell a little
bit. I got a couple million under the couch cushion here.
But and he was on the.
Even if he's well endowed.
There you go.
Even if he's well endowed, it's only an off-season job,
right?
For my girl.
Yeah,
you know.
And then she can do whatever she wants the other, you know, during the summer or from October through like June.
That's a no gag zone.
Yeah, because the
October
guy
to June.
Right, because the guy would usually go to the playoffs.
Mm.
And so, you know, it was amazing. So anyway, so I guess he's investigating her and she's allegedly taken a lot of his money or bought property or bought things
given
that he didn't
away,
know about.
Invested it. Yeah, yeah. There is definitely some funny money math going on. And they're not getting along, so we got a divorce coming. That's probably why Shaq has to continue playing, because he knows she's going to hit him hard. You know what? I don't
yeah,
know.
But how can she hit him hard? Because he's investigating her for, like, criminal wrongdoing, isn't he?
Well, you know what? I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
And we don't know how this is going to work out legally. But, Tim, she has a lot of kids.
How many
kids
do they
have? They got, like, five kids,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
he's going to have to give up some money. They've been together a long time.
Right.
You know the law favors women.
Right.
Especially in a situation where a brother got a lot of cheese. You know, it favors women. And you know what's weird? We talk about her having an easy gig. I don't know about making it so easy and making getting rich so convenient, because what's your incentive to stay in the marriage? You know, maybe it's easier to get out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
maybe she wanted out.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Then she takes half the dough and she can, you know, be a single woman or date whoever she wants.
I mean, Tim, if you're
married. Half of Shaq's money is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Now, okay. Say, for instance, you're dating Oprah.
Right.
Tim and Oprah. Right. You get a divorce. And you get half of Oprah's money. What's your incentive to stay with Oprah?
Well, because I still love her.
Okay, Stedman.
Stedman Conway Jr. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What's the incentive to stay with Oprah? That's true. I completely understand that. Now that you make it very easy. All right, we're going to take some of my phone calls here. The craziest S, and I can't use the whole term, that your chick has ever pulled, either your wife or your girlfriend, when she did something and you went, what the F was that? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. This happened to a friend of mine. He got married, and I think it was a quick Las Vegas marriage. I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And came back to Los Angeles. And the second day they were back in Los Angeles, this guy lived in the Valley, they were having sex, and she said, I got to stop for a second. Mm-hmm. She reaches over to the nightstand, takes out the Bible.
Right. Ooh.
Cuts out some passages and tapes them to the headboard behind him. And as they're having sex, she's reading the Bible passages.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. Now, he thought that this was just a joke. You know, so because the guy's like, you know, he's a funny guy. He's a writer. And he thought, well, that was just a joke.
Your woman's riding you. And she says, verily, 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 I say unto.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's crazy.
So that marriage lasted another 4 days and it was over. Absolutely over. But, you know, the small irritating stuff that women do in relationships is also, irritating. I've been in a relationship, and this is before I met my wife. All right.
Okay.
So let's
all
get that straight. And I was flying to New York to go, you know, we were going to go on vacation for, 4 or 5 days in New York. So I had enough mileage that I had saved up and paid an extra $150 where I got first class seats. Right?
Right.
So I pick the chick up. We go to the airport and we're checking in, and and I'm standing in the aisle or in the lane there for first class. And she goes, this is first class. I said, I know. I'm treating you. We're going to go, you know, enjoy ourselves. And she was very happy about it. Then she says, well, where are we sitting in first class? I said, what the F does it matter?
Wow.
What does it matter? So we get on the plane, and we're in the bulkhead, you know, right up in front. There's no seats in front of us. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I hate the bulkhead. There's nowhere to put my luggage.
What a horrible first-class seat.
I swear to God, I wanted to get off the plane right there. And if they hadn't closed the door.
If the movie hadn't have been better.
I would have split. I had a miserable vacation just because she said that.
Wow.
You know, that kind of attitude is something that in those small doses.
I know we're in first class, but where in first class, yeah. Tim?
Yeah, there's no crappy seats up there, baby. Please. All right,
Tim.
I'm sure you've had a billion stories.
We'll get to those. We'll get to those whenever you're ready.
Right.
You know, I had a girl get a job at my ex-girlfriend, get a job at my new girlfriend's gig. Okay.
Is that right?
And to be there.
What was the gig?
Real estate.
Oh, boy.
So they're in a Fred Sands location in Hollywood.
Right.
And she's tormenting her every day, putting rats in her drawer. and finally, one day, me and my current girlfriend come downstairs from her apartment right into the concrete parking structure.
Right.
And she's sitting in my girl's car crying. That cry where you're not making no noise.
Right.
And it's just like mostly mascara and tears. And it's like, you know, and she's like, I just want to see you and her together. You know, and it was, ooh, Hey, it's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
But you know what? The girl in the car crying, the girl who put the rat in the drawer.
Right.
Best sex you could ever imagine.
On the planet.
Yeah. Really sweet girl that I was with.
Right.
Could not rock her way out of a paper bag. You know, but this girl, the crazy one,
right,
she would do crazy stuff.
Yeah, but that's why you hang. Otherwise, you would say, you know, get the Christ out of here.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we could find like a Hillary Clinton type woman who was really bright and got her own money?
Right.
Well, maybe Hillary ain't a good name. Wouldn't it be great if we found this rich, bright woman who also was good in bed?
Right.
But instead of the insane ones.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen that way. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's like most guys who are single, that's not true, not most guys, but most guys who are married, think almost every day, geez, what would it be like to be single right now? You know? Almost every single married guy on the planet at some point during the day says, God damn, if I was single right now, I could, you know, fly to Vegas, you know, go to a strip bar and just enjoy myself, not have to tell anybody where I'm going. You know?
It's like that old Jay Leno joke. I can't wait till I get married so I can have sex every day. And when you're married, it's like, I can't wait till I get single so I can have sex every day.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the crazy crap that your wife or your girlfriend has pulled in the past where it was, you raised an eyebrow and you thought, I hope this doesn't continue. And if you're single, if you're not married, you can get out at that point. But if you're married, you know, you're effing stuck, especially you got kids.
Something so
crazy.
That's
when you put up with real crazy crap in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll do it for your kids to keep that family together.
Absolutely.
You know, I have friends that have gone way above and beyond because they want to keep the family together.
Right.
And they letting this crazy girl do all kind of wild, disrespectful stuff because it's for your kids. You know?
Yeah,
and by the way, Shaq knows he's going to lose a lot of money, Tim. That is a sign of how crazy a woman is being at that time. You know, look what she's doing with my money, and look, she's stealing and she's doing this. I bet there's some people out there listening who have stories that you say, hey, if I have to give her $10 million,
right,
it'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take this 10 and go on before I kill you.
Right. But you ran into some crazy stuff, too,
ooh,
didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got a kid, but were you ever married?
Never been married. But don't forget, I dated Paula Abdul when she was like a freshman in the crazy university. You know, she was like freshman sophomore at Crazy U.
So you have like the purple heart of craziness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or actually Congressional Medal of Honor?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that, would I get a Pulitzer? Like an insanity Pulitzer?
Yes. Because
I got some letters that you have to read.
Right, so you shouldn't have to deal with any more craziness.
Oh, no, no. As a matter of fact, yeah, right now, if I was to walk into heaven, God would say, okay, here's your card. You just show it to people and they won't mess with you
because
you're exempt from craziness.
Right.
Through eternity.
Yeah, you have a Paula Abdul under your belt.
Yeah, and
now,
it would be a little card that says straight up now.
Now
straight up now, tell me.
Now, if you had...
But can I say something? Just one quick thing?
Yeah, but if you were to walk
Paula
in a...
Paula wasn't the craziest. This is L.A. Paula was...
Right.
Woo, she was way down the scale of crazy.
Right.
See, by the way, there's a show within the show here visually.
Right, okay. But if you were walking to a room right now and Paula Abdul is in the room, mm-hmm. what's the vibe between the two of you?
Oh, wow. We're still very good friends. We still laugh a lot.
Is that right?
See, the thing about Paula, you know the line in Harlem Nights? I actually wrote, and I wasn't a writer on that movie, but I wrote this line. You know the line where Eddie says something about sex with a woman and he says you could throw her sexual organ up in the air and it would turn into sunshine?
Right.
I wrote that line.
Oh, is that right?
But I said that line to him about Paula once.
Is that right?
Said that to him and he used it in the movie. So I guess what I'm getting to is...
Wow. That is fantastic, dude. I didn't know you wrote that line. That's a great line.
Yeah.
I've heard people use that line like on the streets.
Yeah, that's a line in Harlem Nights, and I said that about someone very sincerely. You know, very, very sincerely. But by the way, Paula, on the unique woman scale, she's way down the list for Hollywood.
Paula is?
Yeah, yeah. There are people much crazier than Paula. Because, see, Paula had a reality show and keeps a job.
Right.
there's some people that can't keep a job. They're so crazy.
Yeah,
there's
that's
some
true.
People you can't give a reality. There are women. We gave Danny Bonaducci in this country a reality show.
Right.
Now, I know three women you can't give a reality show to.
All right, let's take some calls here. The crazy crap that you put up with from your girlfriend or your wife, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
How you doing?
All right, what's up with you?
Well, I'm right up there with the free pass in heaven, that's for sure.
Perfect.
my ex-wife, the sheriffs came to my door. She was 6 months pregnant. Sheriffs came to my door and said, you got 72 hours to get out of your house. The house was lost to foreclosure. She was hiding all of the slips, all of the everything, had no clue. She embezzled from an employer. She went to jail for 6 months because of this.
Jerry, please. It's his life.
I mean, she was way up there on the crazy list. She everything she could do, she pretty much did it.
Wait, so she caused you to lose your home.
She caused us to lose the home.
And you have kids?
Well, she was 6 months pregnant at the time.
Holy Christ.
With my first child, yeah.
Wow. And where is that child nowadays?
With me.
And where is she?
She lives in Northern California.
Is she in jail still?
Not anymore. Not anymore. She's still crazy, but she's not anymore.
And you had no indication of this whatsoever?
You know, when she originally embezzled from her first employer, she told me in the morning before she had to go, I'm going to court today because I embezzled money and my parents are bailing me out. So
Wow. That's
how she got out of the first one. But then I separated with her. Well, right at that same time is when the sheriffs came to our door. And I separated from her, working on getting a divorce. And in the meantime, she got another job with another employer. She embezzled from that employer. Her downfall was she embezzled enough money from that employer that they pressed charges. And
how much money?
She got. I think it was $19,000.
Was her name Shawnee O'Neill?
No. What was she doing with all the dough? She had a drug habit?
That's still the question that everybody asks me. No one knows. She said, I don't know. I paid bills. She didn't pay bills because when I, had to go through the house and get rid of everything
Jesus
in that 72
Christ.
Hours, I found letters hidden in under drawers, unopened, eviction notice, everything in drawers, hidden underneath clothes and things everywhere.
How did you sort everything out? I mean, obviously when your child was born, you got custody.
I got custody. Well, no, I mean, I it cost me so much money to fight to get custody. But
how old's that kid now?
He's seven now.
Good kid.
So, and I'm still fighting. I mean, it's been 7 years.
He kind of ignored the question.
Yeah, is he a good kid?
Great.
Oh, that's excellent.
I mean, but I've raised him, so he's honest, he's sweet, he's great. But, the funniest part for her is that somehow she managed to get me off of the home loan. I have no idea how.
Holy
but
Christ.
She had managed to get me off the home loan. So when the house was foreclosed upon, it ruined her credit. And, she was on lists in the whole thing, and I was scot-free because
that's
she got
cool.
me off the loan. So, someone was watching after me for
yeah.
sure.
All right, buddy. Hold on one sec. We're going to send you something. Jesus Christ, how about dealing with that? You get home and your wife has taken you off the deed, off the loan, and you get foreclosed on.
Wow.
We're going to give you a copy of Jon Bon Jovi's Lost Highway, the concert on DVD.
Yes.
Catch every track performed live. From the number one and critically acclaimed album, Lost Highway. Get your copy today. You have one of those Lost Highways?
No, man, but I'm thinking about going outside and calling in with a story about, hey, I I don't know how many people know we're both from Cleveland, that's the reason.
Well, I'm
for
not
this.
Born and raised there, but I spent a lot of time there.
And,
right.
and your father was
my dad's
one of
right.
my childhood heroes.
Sure.
You know what Houlihan and Big Chuck are?
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
okay.
Yeah, Gilardi, yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that. Okay.
Yeah, Ernie Anderson.
Yeah, your dad, man. But anyway, my Aunt Dorothy, Cleveland, Ohio, right, tells my Uncle Sam to do something, and he didn't do it, fell asleep on the couch, right? Aunt Dorothy set the couch on fire. And this ain't a couch in the garage. This is a couch in the house. You know, but I got a wild Cleveland family. And the bottom line, she said, I said, do it. And I meant it. You know, she set Jesus the couch on fire. He had to wake up on fire. He had to drag the couch out the front door, put it on the lawn, and then explain to your friends how you wear the pants in your family.
Jesus Christ.
That's my family. That's why I had to make it.
That is
I had
classic.
To come to L.A. and make it.
The effing couch is on fire.
Yeah, with him sleep.
With him sleeping
yeah,
on
you
it.
Nap, you nap when I tell you to do something next time.
Boom. All right, we got to take a small break. The crazy crap you put up with from your girlfriend or your wife, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall's with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The craziest crap you have ever had to put up with. Let's talk to Joaquin in Ventura. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, first of all, I'd just like to let Arsenio know he was my childhood hero in coming to America just because he was getting all the ladies.
Oh, yeah. He's the best, man. And by the way, he'll tell you off the air. He didn't like to talk about it on the air. He personally made $110 million on the movie.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. Talk to us.
All right. So basically, I was in a relationship with this girl, and she went from starting to kind of, you know, swap me, like, across the shoulder to leveling up to chucking stuff at me. And then, you know, one day she decides to try to kill herself because I didn't want to marry her, and you know she had no idea why.
I know this girl. I think I know her.
Dude, she was the S when it was in the sack. It was good, but geez, it was the scariest time of my life.
Wow. Well, you know, I think that's the way it starts, and I don't know which I don't remember who said this. I think it was. A talk show host on AM. I can't remember who said this stuff.
Byron Allen.
No, I think it was
you're saying radio. Oh,
yeah, radio. It was
Doug
I think
McIntyre.
It was Mike Savage.
To say Doug McIntyre as often as possible.
I think Mike Savage said this, but he said, you know, when you get two people together, like a man and a woman who are fairly funny, you know, both of them, he said eventually the jokes start tearing the relationship apart because they go after each other as opposed to other people in a humorous way. It starts off humorous, and then it gets serious, and then it busts up.
Who is Jim Carrey married to?
I have no idea.
I think he's married to somebody funny, right?
I'm trying to think of people married. Is Jim Carrey married? I don't know if he's
married.
Married
to someone funny, right? I'm trying to think of funny people married to funny people.
I thought he's seen Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, Jenny McCarthy. I don't know if
she's
married.
She's fine and funny.
Yeah. It's going to end, though. It's going to end, Jim.
Some jokes going to clash.
Yep. You're going to start, you know, the humor is great. When you start a relationship, it all is projected outwards, and then those guns start inwards.
Hey.
And it's over.
You know Kenan Wayans, right?
Yes. Producer, I don't know him personally, but I know.
Former stand-up comic, producer of Living Color. He broke up with a girl because they got into an argument over a joke. You know, she thought she got humor to the point where she could challenge him and say, well, that's not funny. And they broke up. I mean, she was
over
fine.
Over a joke?
Yeah, she was fine, too, but stay out of the comedy. Stay out of the damn comedy.
Alex, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall's with us. How are you?
Arsenio Hall, look at you, man.
Look at you, dog.
Pretty exciting to have you on here.
Yeah, man. What do you got?
Well, I got to make it short because I'm actually picking up my new girlfriend for a date. But my ex-girlfriend worked for a newspaper and published my obituary.
Oh.
But more importantly, to make it really, really count, actually went ahead and published it in my hometown.
Oh, is that right?
So my mom was getting flowers for a week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's great, man.
I wish we had like a casket as a prize or something.
Pretty morbid, but you got to give her points for it. I couldn't even get mad at her for
Good
that.
For you, man. That is pretty good, buddy. Thanks for calling. That's awesome. She didn't even do it in her own newspaper. She did it in his hometown paper. That's classic.
Yeah, some woman should compile all these stories to help other women.
You know, I think all women know them.
Oh, yeah.
At least most of them do. At least the ones I've had contact with. Jimmy on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM. The craziest crap you've ever put up with from your wife or girlfriend?
Hello.
Hey.
back in my home country of the Kyrgyzstan.
He's looking for the beat, I think. He wanted to call the beat.
Yeah. All right, Babu. Thanks for chewing up those 20 seconds. 20 seconds we never get back.
But we appreciate it. Yeah. We.
Jeffrey in Upland, you're on 97.1.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, first off, Arsenio.
Hey, man.
I still watch Amazon Women from the Moon, and you were so funny.
Ooh, that's one you try not to talk about much, you know?
that was funny.
I was trying to pay the rent, brother. I'm sorry. But you know what? If you smoke one of them cigarettes with no name,
right,
you will laugh.
Right.
And you will find that a work of genius.
I think, like, there are some movies that are obviously much better on weed than sober. Uh-huh. Like I saw Borat weekend for the first time.
The yellow thong thing is funnier.
Yeah, I thought the only really funny part was, I mean, the guy's hysterical, mm-hmm, but I wasn't stoned. You know, I had to, you know, I've got to really be stoned or drunk to watch this, evidently. But I thought the fight that he had with that fat guy in the hotel room is worth the price of admission. Them wrestling around. It seemed like it went on for like 5 minutes.
And I know, what is it about you? You know, there is a synchronicity in the things you like, in movies. Like, remember what you liked from Norbit most?
Norbit was when the fat chick came into the water park.
You love the Craig humor, the obese stuff.
I love fat jokes, and I love, fat humor. Doug Stecko and I actually wrote a pilot that never got made, but it was for animation, mm-hmm, and I think, I can't remember even the title of it. It was just the woman's name, but it's a woman who won the Super Bowl lotto. And she won $240 million and got into Effet and just ate and ate and ate and ate and ate. And she became like 19 feet tall and 6 tons, right? And it was an animation series about the fattest woman on the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
They would take her to Iraq and just, roll her through the desert to, set off the landmine so nobody got hurt. And nothing affected her, right? And so we had the whole animation series about it was called Connie, the fattest woman on the planet. And the first person we pitch it to,
uh-huh,
a fat chick.
Ooh.
Out in the valley. She worked for a production company out in the valley.
And you had no way of knowing.
We had no idea, because nobody tells you you're about to, pitch a story to a black guy, a white guy, an Asian woman. Nobody tells you that,
Yeah, yeah.
And we sit down, we have the whole board with all the drawings in there, and we bring it in. And we see this woman who is about 275 pounds. And I said to Steck, I said, what do we do?
Ouch.
And he goes, you pitch it. You go for it.
That's a huge
and
bitch.
We went for it. She never smiled. And she said at the end, thank you. And didn't say, thank you for coming. Just thank you. And out to the door and so long. And I believe she called his agent and yelled at him for about a half hour.
What? Hey, by the way.
But we didn't know she was fat.
Had his agent heard the idea?
Oh, yeah. He loved the idea, but he didn't know either.
Oh, he hadn't seen this casting person or producer.
Yeah, this woman who's just like in charge of animation for a company in the Valley.
Hey,
didn't know that she was, 280 pounds.
Women in the Valley, could I digress? Women in the Valley, guess who I saw the other day? You and I don't have a lot of people in common.
Janet Jackson.
See, we have three people in common then. Because I was thinking about my friend who wrote the movie I love, Jamie. Jamie.
Yeah, Robbie Fox.
Robbie Fox, good writer, funny writer.
Right, yeah.
I love that script. Our other person we have in common is the lady at the sex store.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the old woman.
Can I talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You know who she is.
I think her name is Susie.
I don't know what her name is, but occasionally, there's a sex store up the street from where I live. And occasionally, when I'm with one of my, stupid guys I know from high school.
You got to see.
There's a pizza place there, and we get a piece of pizza, and we go over to this woman who has a sex shop. And she's like in her 60s.
Now, the pizza across the street starts
yeah,
with
yeah,
an F?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she's probably in her 60s. And right.
I just handed him a business card.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is she sells all the oils and the clothes and the toys and all that stuff.
Police uniforms.
Yeah. But she's the most unsexual person on the planet. She sounds like Danny Bonaducci. And she has a low voice. She's like, "Hey, you got to use this type of lotion here. It's perfect for you. Your wife's going to love it."
Okay. But Tim,
she has a tracheotomy.
But wait, in her defense, can we talk about that oil? Because she pushes that oil off on everybody. That's the one in the little white bottle, right?
I haven't bought it, but I go with a friend of mine who buys everything.
I bought that
in there.
Oil, Tim.
Is that right?
Take
good
her
stuff?
Advice. I gave that oil to a girl. You would have thought she got a Ferrari. She loves this oil. She thinks, "Where did you get that oil? That's the best oil." You know? I don't know which. I don't know. Maybe she puts it in a Ferrari.
I got to go in there sometime with you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's
so
classic.
Much fun. So much fun.
And then we're going to Costco. My wife wants to go to Costco with you too. Arsenio Hall's never been to Costco.
You know I'm serious, right?
I can't believe it.
And I would love to go. I want to go to Costco, and I want to go.
Have you ever used an ATM?
yes. I did. I used an ATM one time.
You know, my dad has never used an ATM.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think my stepmother has either. Isn't that wild? Jesus Christ. That's all that I use. I haven't been in a bank in 2 years.
I used it once, but,
All right, gang, the crazy
Costco.
Crap you got to deal with your girlfriend and or your wife. Rick in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks for holding. How are you, dude?
What's going on, man?
Hey,
thanks
nothing.
For having me.
Hey.
All right. I got in a relationship about 2.5 years ago, and, I fell in love with this girl. You know, we got along fine in the beginning, and then it started to take a turn for the worst. She started calling excessively. I don't want to say stalking, but she would just show up unannounced, would not leave. Got to a point where it was causing so many problems, and not only that, but it was also things in public as well. You know, we'd go out to eat or whatever, and, she would watch me, and if any other girl looked at me or if I looked at any other girl, she went nuts.
Okay. All right, was she hot?
Claim Jumper. This is just one example. At Claim Jumper, I went to go fill my soda up. I came back to my seat. She got up out of her seat and walked over to a table, I don't know, a couple tables away. And she said, "You're looking at my man. You look at him from head to toe."
Wow.
And I sat there and I covered my head and I said, "Oh, my God."
Sounds like my mom. My mom used to get jealous if chicks looked at me.
Yeah,
was she hot?
No. Everything, yeah. I mean, she was great in bed. She was beautiful. I mean, there was... That part was fine. The only problem was the emotional side. And it wasn't until recently that I kind of figured out that, wait a minute, this girl is very insecure.
Right.
You know.
You mean you didn't figure that out when you got back from filling up your soda?
Well, yeah, that was kind of the defining moment.
Right.
Why do you think a woman who's fine and has no reason to be insecure would be so drastically insecure?
I think it's because they've got nothing else. And so, the look is the only thing that they've got going, and they know they've got nothing else, so they feel very insecure about it. Because if you're not looking at them, then they got nothing to offer you. You know?
You ever been with somebody and say to yourself, "I don't deserve this"?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Somebody that was just so fine,
say, absolutely.
"Oh, there's a line from Coming to America, there's a God somewhere."
You know, I was thinking about today. You know how, like, you, when you go hit that stick, you got a whole, like, Rolodex you go through, right? Mm-hmm. So you focus in on one person and, enjoy yourself. And you've got probably, over the years, you have thousands of girls that have gone in and out of that Rolodex.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, vice versa, flip that around. How many girls do you think have you on their Rolodex?
Isn't that horrible, though? But isn't the reality of that horrible?
Isn't that crazy? And here's another thing, the second component to it. I bet there are more guys that have, like, either you or myself on that Rolodex than women. Because, guys...
Wait, give me that again.
Like gay guys.
Oh.
There are probably more gay guys that have hit that stick thinking, "Oh, I love that Arsenio Hall," or maybe Conway's voice, or than women.
Yeah.
Because women don't do that. You know, like guys do.
When Mark Wahlberg used to do the Calvin Klein underwear commercials, right. He was horrified when he found out who his biggest fans were.
Yeah, the gay guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People who clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
I'll bet it's 1,000,000 to 1 that more guys have hit that stick to Mark Wahlberg than chicks.
By the way, you got to spread that through the hip-hop community, because hitting the stick really sounds like the title track for somebody's new album. Somebody's CD got to be entitled Hitting That Stick.
Yeah, I got that from Renzulli in the Valley.
Hitting That Stick, baby.
Yeah, I think that guy's into the
screaming
stick.
On the microphone. Come on.
All right, the crazy crap you got to put up with from women. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall is with us, and it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM, and Arsenio Hall is with us.
You think they thought Whitman was over here saying,
Yeah, that's a good impersonation. And you can see Arsenio at arseniohall.com, right?
Yeah, you can go there.
Check you out. I saw you being interviewed by, is it Diana Steele or Diane Steele?
Diana Steele. She is a morning, old-school R&B DJ.
Right.
Here in Los Angeles.
And I went to her website and I checked it out.
She's fine.
And she has a picture of you with the hair.
Oh, with the mini, I like to call them micro braids.
Micro braids.
Yeah, lots of braids everywhere, like Medusa's black neighbor.
Exactly, yeah. When did you lose that look?
I lost.
That's a great look.
I didn't think you were going to be able to get through that with a straight face. That's one of those looks you go through. You go through life, and I think you have a period where you want to say, I can grow hair. I swear to God I can grow hair. And you go through
this. It looks
phase.
Like you spent a lot of time on that hair.
You know what? I spent many days sitting between a woman's legs, watching TV, getting my hair braided. But it's always a good time to sit and get to know a lady.
Right. And they do it very quickly, too.
It always mesmerizes my Caucasian friends, you know, as to how quickly they get from the scalp to the top of the braid.
Right.
You know, and it's, imagine what it's like being on the road with the Denver Nuggets.
Right.
With Iverson and Carmelo.
Do they have their own braiders?
I think there's an assistant coach that has to braid.
You know, by the way, speaking of sports and hair, there's a new NFL rule that starts next year.
Uh-oh.
No hair below the helmet.
Well, you had a lot of guys, for Green Bay especially, running with hair just flowing.
Yeah, and the NBA says, uh-uh. Or the NFL said, no way.
Well, you know,
we're going to want to stop that.
Now, is that for safety reasons? Because somebody almost got the neck broken?
I think it is. Because, you know, when you're running after a guy and you go to grab him, if you pull his hair, that's it's a major penalty. But you accidentally just grab it as you're going to grab his jersey.
It really doesn't sound like football, does it?
Yeah.
You know, big Samoan guy. He grabbed my hair. He grabbed my hair, ref. Hey, Tim.
Yes.
I'm wondering about the two-face baby
on
the news.
Yeah, I saw that today.
I'm wondering if she'll be more trouble than the average woman. She definitely is.
But where'd you see this? This is a two-faced baby.
This morning,
and I'm not saying that she's, you know, she will tell mom one thing and then dad another thing. I'm not talking about she's a liar.
No. Not figuratively speaking.
Yeah, but she is physically two-faced. And if you look, go on the go on Google and type in two-faced Indian baby.
Or type in carnifacial duplication, which is the technical name for the disease.
If you can remember that. But she has four eyes, two noses, two mouths, and
just four lips.
Yeah, and everyone says that she is like the reincarnation of a goddess or something.
Yeah, the Hindu goddess.
Yeah,
people in an
special
Indian village, they think this is the Hindu goddess.
Oh, ba-boom.
But I'm thinking this is just a chick that's going to be hard to deal with when she's older because she's fine and got two faces.
Yeah, but she's got two mouths, too. So
Ooh.
She can yell at you
Ooh.
From two mouths.
Yeah, she can yell at you and you don't even know it's coming. Because she was on the wrong side, you know?
How about this? She can yell at, when she gets older, she can yell at you and have sex with you at the same time.
Now, you know, that one day, is going to turn into the reason you got a divorce, though. Because one day, exactly. It's not going to be exactly like you planned it.
Let's talk to Patrick in Oxnard. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
All right, what do you got real quick?
Okay, so my mom, she wanted to do the Christian thing. This is under drug influences, I might add. So she allowed this guy that she barely knows, homeless, homosexual, and an alcoholic. I mean, I'm talking vodka in the morning, like all day. And I come home, and he's passed out on the top bunk. And the spaghetti coming down off the top bunk right on my bed. Yeah, I was screwed up.
That wasn't Frosty from Frosty Eyed and Frank, was it?
No. It could have been. I don't know. I didn't see his face too well. No, I don't know.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Tim, I could swear I saw that exact episode on the Kardashians.
Oh, man.
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Hey, real quickly, before we take a break, I got to give Chance a shot here in Culver City. Real quickly, how'd your girlfriend F you over?
Hey, Tim. Hey. We were married. We've been married for about 4 years. Things were going well. Then I found divorce papers, but they had her name and another dude's name on them. I recognized the name because it was a good friend of hers that I'd met several times. And they had gone to Vegas for work, vacation, got really drunk, thought it'd be funny as hell to get married. And then it turned out not to be so funny, and she tried to get it dissolved without me knowing.
Wait, she was your girlfriend at the time or your wife?
No, she was my wife.
And she married some other dude.
Yeah, she married some other dude. They were drunk, thought it'd be funny as hell. And
I
thought I'm doing our taxes when I went to file our taxes.
Wow.
And I found the papers. So.
What an a-hole. All right, buddy, thank you for calling.
That happened to my mom.
Christ.
That happened to my mom. Straight
Is
up.
That right?
Same thing.
Married another guy while she's married?
Yeah, and she was drunk. And
wow. Just,
we'll talk about
That's
it some other
cool.
time. We'll get her in here.
All right, we're going to do a news with Gina coming up at 9 o'clock. Gina, what's in the news, baby?
Well, Snoop Dogg and Mother Teresa have a lot more in common than you'd think, and people are absolutely over living in Los Angeles.
Oh,
this and more after the break.
All right. Also, don't forget, coming up immediately, David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 signs your monkey is too fat. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.